Hello, everybody, and welcome back inside After Hours Sports. It has been like a year almost. A very long time since we've all been together, especially in person. It's really dope to be back together with these dudes. I'll do a quick intro for those who are unfamiliar with us. My name is Brandon Rosenthal. Alongside me is Eric Garcia and Social Mike. Gentlemen,
yes, sir.
Very good to be back together.
We're back.
You know, there's only a few things that can bring us together in person, probably like a death and then maybe football. Those are the only two things that can really bring us together. We're not wearing suits, so it's not a death.
Which is a good thing.
It is a death if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Your season's wrapped up, bro. Like
week one.
So traditionally, we're going to talk about some NFL. We're going to do some overreactions. We're going to hit on our homers. You know, we're all Niner fans. We all have some different opinions. So if you're first time listening to us, we do have a lot of things in common, but we're also very different. So stick around. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about the week one, week that just happened. It's, what, Sunday, September 10th. You'll probably be listening to us on September 11th. And we'll talk a little bit about, September 11th. We're American. So we're just
never forget.
Never forget, bro. Even though probably now most people in school just don't know what the hell happened about this day. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Lakers. We have some news about the Lakers we want to share. I have some opinions that are probably not going to be cool with some Laker fans, but I do want to talk about it. I'm sure Mike does as well.
Yep.
But let's jump right into the NFL season. Oh, a fumble! Oh, baby! And so, just like that, the Giants are down 17. Or it
16.
It would be 16 if they actually hit a PAT. But if you had Saquon in your season, like I do,
not a good start.
Not a great start. Or Danny Dimes, not a great start. But teams that had a great start, the San Francisco 49ers,
yep.
Let's just start there because that's our team. Let's get it out of the way. And it was a matchup that a lot of people were kind of iffy on, especially with the Niners. The Bosa news hit just before, you know, us three, we were texting. We have a couple different text threads. We have the Niner text thread. We have ours. And we were thinking that, we're going to lose week one because Bosa's not going to play. You know, we were already having all the excuses ready to go.
Right.
And then sure enough, Bosa contract signed, mad fucking money, and now here we are, Niners win 30-7. So take it away, boys. What do you think? What do you guys think your thoughts are?
I think week one, the one team you don't want to play is Mike Tomlin, Steelers team.
Right?
It isn't just that we didn't believe in our team. It was more like, that's not the matchup we want because of all the bullshit that we had going on in the offseason. Look, when it was all said and done, we were completely ready, and that wasn't a factor, so fuck it. But like you said, as a fan, you're starting to look, okay, what can go wrong? Because you have so much time. You know who you're playing week one so long that all you're doing is thinking, how are we going to fuck this up?
Yep.
How can this go wrong?
Are we going to show up? Are we going to show up? Is our team going to be ready? Are we going to, you know?
Because that's, look, not to sound cocky, but a team that we have confidence in, like the one, like the Niners, like we have confidence in ours right now. A lot of the times, the way you lose is you don't show up.
Yeah.
So that's what we were thinking. Are we going to show up? Are we going to be able to? And it was great to see. Speaking of Brock in that game, there wasn't a throw that he looked hesitant about. He was slinging it. His arm looked strong. He looked confident. He looked like he was the guy. And honestly, if you would have told us that was going to be the case, well, we wouldn't have been tripping about this game at all.
Right.
It was just the unknown. It was fair for us to know, like, hey, we don't know if Brock's going to be healthy. Because everybody's like, Brock's going to be Brock. I could fuck with you and say, yes, I believe that he can bring it again. But it isn't just that. It's the injury. On top of that.
You got to show me.
Dude, that injury is bad for a veteran.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so a young guy, for us to think, not only can you be as good as you were last year, which is unfair to even ask, because that you were amazing last year.
Exactly.
You know, the fact, like, it's almost normal for the numbers to come down a bit because he was beyond amazing last year.
Yeah, he played too good.
He was balling.
He was the last pick in the draft. He doesn't even have the pedigree that, like, a number one pick or a top 10 pick has, right? Exactly. Or at least he has this amazing college record or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still a lot of unknown with him.
Exactly. And then for us to see, like, dude, you really balled. For us to really ask that again, is that even fair? But it's like, you don't have to be that. But if you're good, which he looked, again, that's my point. All the throws that needed to be made, he made.
What do you call it? Also, the fact that he was the last pick in the draft, he doesn't come with the same pressure that a Trey Lance came with, right?
No.
He doesn't come with the same pressure to be like, you gotta perform immediately.
The difference is, though, at this point, with the Super Bowl winning kind of team we have, it's he has the pressure of, like, you still got
to
win the Super Bowl.
You got to step up, right? You still got to step up and make plays.
We need to win a Super Bowl. Yeah.
You got
to
step up and make plays, right? But it's a different pressure. Different pressure when you're a seventh round pick, as opposed to when you're a top three or top five pick.
Yeah, you're overachieving already.
Right, exactly.
The fact that you got a shot, you're
exceeding expectations already.
Just the fact that you're even in the conversation.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Last year, he didn't have any expectations. Right. Like,
you were thrown into the fire.
It was all house money.
Right. You were thrown into the fire. You were making plays. You played well enough. I mean, you know, shit. You won what? He won 7 of 8 games or 8 of 9 games. 8 of 9 games. Yeah.
And then he won every playoff game he played. So it's, you know.
He still hasn't lost a game that he could finish.
Agreed. So
right,
not you know, with that expectation, or we have, or not even like the expectation of not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hell of a performance by not only the Niners, on like Purdy on the road, Niners. You know, there's a lot of.
It was 2 sacks. I mean 2 interceptions. Drake Jackson had hell of sacks. What have we been saying about Drake Jackson? If Drake Jack, because we already had high expectations coming from SC last year. And this year he can make a jump. And that's where the scary part. You know, if you don't follow the team like we do, obviously, like, you only pay attention to the big names. But Drake Jackson is a guy that we know is one of those pieces that can make our team go from good to amazing.
To great.
You know what I mean? Because if that fool hits like he's fucking completely did today, I mean, this league isn't ready for what the fuck we're about to unleash.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, the team was great today and on all levels, straight up. It was one of those wins that makes you feel super confident. And it's really great to see week one.
Mm-hmm.
Because with all the stuff that we've been seeing, our team, how great they've been recently,
right,
we need to shoot for the top. And number one seed just should be the goal until it's not.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's always been... Look, I know it's more than one game, but one of those things, look at it last year. Losing week one to the Bears, that sucked. Those little things like that.
Losing to the Broncos.
Looking to the Broncos.
Fuck, man.
Those are the kind of games that you tell yourself. You say, any of those games we win, we're now battling for the one seed as opposed to not getting the one seed.
Yep.
You know, yeah. So, and this, again, the Cedars could have been a trap, but.
Yeah, it was a sneaky game.
It was a solid, dominant game. Like, there was no time that you felt the Niners were going to lose that game, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah, especially on the road, 10 a.m., a lot of people were picking Pittsburgh. You know, not that Pittsburgh has a lot of offensive firepower by any means, right? You can't look at their team and say, like, oh, yeah, Pickett is going to be there. But they have some weapons.
Yeah, I was going to say, they have good players, but they just haven't found a way to put it all together.
And the teams you guys just mentioned who we lost to last year, those kind of mental hiccups, this was a perfect team that fit that description, right? Like, hot team based off last year.
Right.
On the road for us, you know, was like... Any team that was those West Coast teams that fly from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Those early 10 a.m. games, which are, you know.
It's hell for a West Coast team, man.
Exactly. So it's the Niners came and did their thing. Like,
great way to start
as the season. I think in the second half, once Pittsburgh scored, I'm like, they're not going to score again. Yeah. Like, that was it. Like, that was their only score. And it was it was an impressive game. Before we continue, the web app only lets us record 30 minutes at a time. So it's going to be a natural, like, 30-minute break.
Okay.
So I'll give you guys like a 2-minute count before that. Like, I just read it right now.
Okay.
So anyways.
I guess the only knock I have on this game is I wish we would have ran the ball more than we threw. But that's like, it's not like it was a crazy like difference. So I'm okay with the result. But just my preference, it's more of a me thing. Like, yeah, I would have preferred us to run the ball a little bit more than we passed. But a win is a win. We played great. We dominated. I can't complain. But like I said, the only knock I have on today's game is that I wish we just ran the ball a little bit more. But I'll take the dub.
Me too. But I guess I would say if we didn't win, then that would be my issue. But
okay,
we won.
We did.
You know.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know I'm nitpicking, but like.
And there was a big play by McCaffrey that helped a lot.
They got the majority of the yards in one run.
Yeah. So I mean, this game probably don't want to spend we don't have to spend too much time on it, but I will say. All right. But I will say, if we're going to be the number one team or the number one seeders consensus Super Bowl pick, this is exactly how we should look in week 1.
Right.
All teams.
That's the kind of team we should beat. That's exactly the kind of score we should provide. Because if you look
at dominant performance,
exactly. If we're going to scale back after week 1, look at the scores and have these like overreactions, we want the Niners game to stand out as, and not only to the analysts, like to the team, to the league, like shit. Whenever we play San Fran, we're going to have to fucking be bringing it. Like, if they're going to be pouring 30 points on us, and their defense is going to beat the shit out of us every single game.
You got to bring
it. Yeah, because I don't look at that game like, damn, I guess the Steelers suck because we beat them. No, that's a good team.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They just came up against a really good team.
Right.
Yeah, we're a great team.
We're a great team. So that should happen. You know what I mean? If you see us right now, we should be able to beat the shit out of you because we're really bringing it. You know what I mean? And that's the way we need to cook to the rest of the fucking season. I mean, that's just simple as that. I know, again, it's a cocky, arrogant way, but we know where we're at. We've already won a lot of games. We're not trying to do the same. We want to win the whole shit.
Yeah.
And so this team needs to be beating motherfucking teams' asses simply by being better. And that's who we are right now. There was no weapon offensively that they could – there was nothing they can do. We would have beaten them on any position.
Was there at any point at the game that you guys were like, oh, shit, like we're in trouble or like –
No. I don't know. I mean, honestly, my only concern, which isn't a concern, it's more of like you said, being nitpicky, is I wanted a shutout. So it's like, oh, they scored, but it wasn't that like, we're gonna lose. It was like I just wanted 0 points. That would be better. You know what
Even
I mean?
Even if it was for a half.
Nothing about that game was really scary as a Niner fan. We kind of met exactly what the expectations were. Everybody came up. Purdy played well. Kittle ended up playing. He didn't do a lot, but he got a big first down. Yeah. You know, like so, he, you know, helped spark the. There, you know, I will say this: there were moments in the first half where there was like, okay, this offense is not clicking yet. But it's week one. There was no Kittle in practice for a couple of weeks. So like,
right.
But clearly, we ended up with 30 points. You know, like we have such explosive players. You know, and then Ayuk had 2 touchdowns.
You cut himself a
you know, like, we're going to have, like, all of a sudden we're going to look and Kittle's going to break one for, like, 45 yards on a tight end slide. It's like, we had these type of players where we're big. And I will say that if teams are going to talk shit, like this Pittsburgh Steelers team did with Quan Alexander, he didn't really talk shit. He just kind of, he said what the Niners do, which is right. But Patrick Peterson was talking trash.
Patrick Peterson said we have tells.
So yeah.
He's gonna
tell you something
when he gets his pick. He said he guaranteed a pick.
He
so
did.
Basically said, if once I get my pick, I'll let you know what the tell was. Obviously, he's not gonna tell us before, but clearly it wasn't.
I don't know what it is. Well, maybe he can tell us now.
Yeah.
So maybe he couldn't tell the tell because I'll tell you what, you look stupid.
I'll tell you, we had two interceptions.
We had two.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. MIU got 2 touchdowns.
So, oh yeah, and I got 1 touchdown on all you, so I can tell you that he's so blah.
Is that considered a Moslem, the way he caught that?
Oh, that was a great, that catch.
That was a great throw and a great catch.
All of that was perfect.
Yeah.
No, that was an NFL throw, NFL 100%, catch.
100%. Like, that was like.
The DB did fuck up by not looking back, and like, he didn't know where the ball was at, but at the same time, I mean, the space that was there.
Yeah, because he was sure, there.
It's fair for him to assume this guy's not going to catch shit, dude. I'm in his ass. That, like, I'm literally in his ass right now.
That's what it is. It's like, it's pro open. Like, yeah. You're open. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. The perfect way to put it, Brandon. Like, he's not open for mere mortals, but nah. He's a pro. He got that. That's a catch for a pro.
It's like all those shots that Kobe hit, and he's just like, nah, I was open, dog. Like, you were? I'm like, what? What do you mean? You had 2 hands on you. He's like, no, but I didn't see them.
And that's why Brandon caught it, because, like you said, he wasn't shot. He was like, yeah, you threw it to me because I was
I'm a professional.
To him, he's like, this is open.
I'm going to make a play. Yeah,
yeah, right. I'm making a play.
Kadarius Toney's like, damn, it hit his hands and he caught it? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Yo, that fool got dragged on Thursday.
So I mean,
let's talk about that game real quick. Because that.
Let's move on.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Because I want to talk about the Sunday game, but.
No, but that's good.
I think the Thursday game, you know, the season started. Everybody's excited about it. The Lions were this. You know, that was a team that won a bunch of games at the end of the season. And
traditionally, it's like Pittsburgh. They end up with a hot like second half.
That's perfect, right? Like we're one team that it carried over and went. Well, we're not sure if it carried over because they played the Niners, right? If the Lions played the Niners,
They probably end up in the same spot,
exactly,
right?
But it was impressive for the Lions.
They played good, man.
Yeah, they played very well. Like the Chiefs didn't play great, you know. And Mahomes, I don't know. He wasn't moving great. He was moving kind of like. Not gingerly. I don't want to say he was injured. He just wasn't moving like he gave a shit.
But he played enough to win that game.
And he's fucking talented enough to do whatever
He was let down by
his receivers. His, yeah, I was going to say his receivers failed
him. He did win the game still. He did enough to win the game.
100%.
So he was putting the ball where it needed to be, and they just weren't making plays.
No. I look at that one, like you said, you know how we were talking about earlier, it's overreaction, right? You see what people talk about. To me, I look at it, it's two things could be true. To me, this was a huge win for the Lions. Yes. But for That's the Chiefs, for the Chiefs are still the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not riding off the Chiefs.
No.
It's just a game they lose. You can't win every game.
Obviously, it can't happen, and if it does happen, then you got a serious problem, right? But if you're Mahomes, you're thinking, there's no way all my receivers are going to drop every pass they throw. That can't happen.
Like, half of them did.
Like, exactly. Like, at a certain point, crazy. These guys are going to come down with these catches. And no matter how shitty the game Tony had, if he would have just caught the last one,
Everything would have been forgiven. Everything, yeah. All the other drops would have been forgiven that game.
You get what I mean? So that's the line we're talking about.
And you know, he's going to – and Mahomes did a really nice job in the post game.
Like, backing him up?
Yeah, he's like, look, KT's going to, you know, play, make catches, blah, 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 blah. So he did not only his job on the field enough to win the game, but he's doing his job in the press
protecting
to
make sure his team. Guy doesn't get dragged. Protecting his
which
team.
He will anyway, because that's the way the media works.
And you know what? To be fair, we got to give props.
He still kind of went to bat for him. Like, he still kind of – yeah.
But also, to be fair, we got to give props to the Lions. They won the game.
Yeah.
And the Lions won the game.
Absolutely. They balled, and that's why I said they deserve the props, because they did win a tough game on the road.
Yeah. I will just comment on one thing. When they went for it on fourth down, I think that was a stupid call, and that almost cost. I mean, luckily for them, it didn't, but it almost cost the Lions the game, because they were like, you know, the Chiefs were driving the ball. Now they didn't get that, you know, they didn't convert and they didn't score any points. But shit, that call was costly. That almost.
But I think I even though I agree with you, that was crazy. But at the same time,
they did some crazy.
I understand the reasoning with when you're playing.
The Chiefs? Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I just don't want them to get the ball at all.
Right.
You're like, I'd rather trust myself on a 4th and 13.
But their defense was playing good enough. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like, the Chiefs, we've seen that in Atlanta fans.
Right.
Like, the Chiefs need 50 seconds, hey, even less than that. They can come down to score.
The Lions made some ballsy calls in that play, bro. I mean, excuse me, that play in that game. That when they did that fake punt on their own, wrong side of the field in the beginning of the game. That was crazy. I mean, I was like, holy shit.
That was crazy.
And that's what I mean about not trying to hate on him, on the Lions, and Dan Campbell. Like, yeah, the Chiefs had some crazy shit. They dropped, but at the same time, they were prepared to win that ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, he held that team composed. He held them, like, you know, he made sure that everybody still did their job. That don't overreact.
They're ready to win.
Don't do anything that's going to cost you the game, right? I mean, they played a great game. That was a great win for the Lions. They can build on that. Now they're it's a winnable division for them with Aaron Rodgers out of there, so they have a shot to, you know, make a run. Or
yeah, because the Vikings suck.
The Packers, we'll get to that, but the Packers will.
Packers suck, but they're better than the Bears
and the Vikings.
And yeah, so
right,
you're right. Yeah. No, I mean, look,
the Lions should win that division,
or at least make a good run for it.
That was a big step in, you know,
in that direction, like making a run for it.
You know what? We don't have to break down every single game, because that's not where, you know, we're best at. But oh my god, I'm definitely better than 87 at the Cowboys catching balls. That's for sure. But like. The relevance of that game on Thursday, with the Vikings losing today, the Packers winning today,
mm-hmm.
and
the Lions,
the Bears being the fucking trash that they are, like, come on, man. Like, first of all.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I was going to say, who do you think that game was more important for?
Which one, the Thursday night game?
Yeah, the Lions for sure. Right?
Well, I mean, the post-game question was like, what does this mean for the city of Detroit, Jared? Like, I don't know. It's fucking week one, stupid.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But I'm saying, like, even though the Chiefs lost, there's going to be, like we said, they're going to be all right,
They can make, and that, they I don't can know make if, that game up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that would have been the case for the Lions. Like, exactly. it's tougher for the Lions because, like we said, the Packers, you know.
But that kind of win carries you, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, we were able to beat the fucking champs. Like,
right.
It don't matter.
Look, the Chiefs.
This ass whooping. By the way, the Giants are getting
are getting the shit kicked out of them right now. It's 19-0. This game's over. Cousin Sal is happy as fuck right now.
I kind of expected, not the ass whooping, but I did expect
the Cowboys to win this game.
I thought the Giants would score a little bit.
Put up a fight. Because they're coming off a playoff appearance last year.
Everybody got paid on that fucking team and putting up goose eggs. So
they won a playoff game. They beat the Vikings.
Like, everybody who got paid has more... zeros on their paycheck.
Yeah.
They have fucking points on their board. But hey, but like back to like in that division, every team has their Chiefs circle because they're going to play them twice, right? Like, so the Chiefs aren't really worried about the Lions because they still got to play the Chargers twice, who fucking lost today. Like,
mm-hmm. Lucky for them.
I didn't see any of that game. That's one game where, you know, there's too many games on. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
I was watching some of it, and I was telling you guys, like, Tua looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean.
Tua looked good. I mean, shit, Tyreek did his thing. So the Dolphins, you know, they got a dub. And I think that's a good – I think that's a – like, not as – probably as big of a win for – like, as the Lions win was for –
So the Raiders –
Kansas City.
So
but
wait
I mean,
a
it's a good
– The Raiders are the only team 1-0?
Yeah.
In that division, yeah. Yes.
So they're first place,
yes.
Raiders?
Yeah, they're in first place.
I was going to say, so for the Chiefs, luckily, you know, the Broncos and the Chargers lost. The only one they got to worry about right now is the Raiders.
And you really don't got to worry about them. That's not going to be a good team this year. No, let's be honest with you. They did what they did, but to beat the Broncos – But I'm not going to bullshit you. The Broncos suck.
I agree. Straight but up. Was that a away game? Was that a
– No. It was in Denver. No, so that's why I get to give them the props.
Yeah, that's a tough game to win in away. Like, it's still –
But I still expected them to win because I really feel like the Broncos ain't good. Like, I straight up – I don't believe in Russ. I just don't.
What about Sean Payton?
I do. That's – but we were talking about it earlier at the Homie Stewart's – this is why I believe in Sean Payton. I believe in him that he is not a jackass. He's not going to waste no time. Week 3, week 4, he's going to be like, sit the fuck down.
Russ.
If he's struggling.
Like, if Russ is still, like, not good.
Well, he had a good game today.
Yeah. That's why. So, he's also, since he's the vet that I'm telling you, he's not going to get rid of him for the sake of getting rid of him.
Yeah, right.
But he has no commitment to his ass.
That's not
He'll sit his ass down with the quickness.
He didn't come with the package
deal.
Yeah,
sit
that's
the
not part
fuck
of the
down.
Deal.
I got the gig knowing that I'm going to get rid of I'm the guy that... First of all, I get the job because I'm the guy that's going to get rid of you.
Right. If it doesn't
that's
work
my
out,
job. The guy that's going to fire your ass. The only reason you don't get fired is if I like your ass. That's
Sean,
just, let's look at it that way.
Like, we need somebody to fire Russell Wilson. He's too nice. Sean Payton's like,
I'll
no problem.
I'm there. I'm the man. I'm your man.
So,
you know what I mean?
That's funny.
So, I guess I have my concerns, but I do think the Broncos aren't a good team. But the Broncos, I mean, the Raiders still won. And 1-0 is 1-0.
Right.
1-0 is 1-0. And
but going back to the biggest,
Raiders.
The biggest winner in that situation, according to what, like, going back to what Mike was saying, is it's the Chiefs because you know they can make up one game.
Right.
And if and honestly, they're going to be able to catch the Raiders.
100%.
You know what I mean? So basically, nothing happened. There's nothing happened in the division.
No, because all they got to do is beat the Raiders the next time they see them and they're scoring.
Everything's great.
The Chargers just charged.
I was gonna say if history repeats itself, they're definitely gonna catch.
So everything's good for the
Always.
Chiefs.
Like no matter what, like the Chargers head coach Brandon Staley had cancer, right? And you feel terrible for talking shit about him last year, blah blah blah. But what about this year when it's the same fucking bullshit and it's the same bad plays, right? Same nonsense.
When can we say you suck? Like you know what I mean?
Is it safe now? It's been a year. Like. You know, I have diabetes. You can make fun of me now. It's okay. Like,
I think the Cowboys got a pick now. Oh, fuck. The Cowboys are really beating the shit out of
this. Yeah, this is turning into... This is now... It's 10:48 left in the second quarter. And this is turning into... Holding offense. Okay, so this is not great.
No, but they're going to decline it because they got the pick.
Yeah. No, it's... Oh, boy. This is not good if you're a Giants fan. Because and everybody's thinking the G-Man are going to be this amazing team or...
They can't deal with Parsons. They just can't.
The AFC West, I think, we learned nothing. So to your point, Mike, I do think this game is very important to the Lions. Not only getting a win, they have kind of a cupcakey schedule in the next couple of games. So if they can
put together some wins,
yeah, they can be 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and especially now that the way the Packers look today,
That's your competition,
yeah,
and honestly, you should be able to beat them. And let's be real: if you can't beat them, you don't belong in the playoffs.
Yeah,
so
you shouldn't make.
It is what it is.
Right.
And then, you know, especially being close.
At the minimum, you should be able to split.
Yep, and
you have to be able to split.
And look, division games are tough. We know that for a fact because you know, Arizona looked okay, but we know they're going to plot to play us tough eventually. Like,
but Arizona sucks.
Yeah, they.
Just kind of like I said with the Raiders,
we're
I don't want
to
lie.
I have to take a break in like 5 minutes, but yes, I want to talk about Arizona and some of those like wonky, weird 10 a.m. games, or the 1 p.m. games on the East Coast, because that shit was a little strange. Like some of the scores.
To me, the way I look at that is just more of a knock on the Commanders.
On the Commanders,
you
yeah.
won, but you should have, I mean, come on.
That's a game you're expected to win.
You should have beat the shit out of
these. You didn't look in the game that you were supposed to win.
Let's just talk about that weird game right now.
Okay.
Is that
knock it out the way? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
The Cardinals did. I was watching that game with a Cardinals fan, and he was like freaking out the entire game, like upset, like thoroughly upset that this team was winning. Like, what are you guys doing? Yeah, because he's trying to tank for Caleb, right? So that's their goal. But, like, Eric had a good point. Like, Caleb already admitted, like, Caleb Williams from USC. Like, yeah, if that is...
If that's my choice, I'm going to stay in school. You know what I mean? Like,
the Cardinals suck.
Like, they're trash.
And he's doing
the franchise that Eli Manning, right? And that's funny how, like, that stuff stick around. He doesn't want to be known for that. Like,
cool, I'd rather be a 10-year senior. Like,
Ben Wilder did it. I can do it.
I'll switch to, majors and just get some more.
But I think that those two teams looked very even.
Yes.
At least now.
Poor teams.
Like, but I think that was bad. But that was bad. To me, I agree with you. I guess I looked at it like the Commanders are...
It's a diss on the Commanders.
They're worse than I thought they were. Yeah,
because like I said, I think we can all agree that we expected the Commanders to win that game.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. 100%.
But not in that fashion, right? Like, we expected more of a Niners score. Like a Niners Pittsburgh score.
Cardinals suck. You clearly beat them.
Well, they just signed the quarterback back 7 minutes ago. Huh?
They didn't have Chase Young in that game?
No.
That's his name, right?
Chase Young at the end? Yeah, no, he was out. But this quarterback they just got from Cleveland, they got him like 7 minutes ago, bro.
Sucking his dick for like 6 weeks before the season started. Like, saying, like, oh my God, he's so great. Like, this is the guy. Like, I don't know, man.
That's a strange...
Anybody can look good in practice as a quarterback, right? Like, anybody. Shit. Even me. You can cut me up with a Nerf football and I can look like a fucking pro. Like, get me some 13-year-old on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
Against pros, against like these real, oh my God, Dak's running. Against these real life NFL coordinators who their only fucking job is to have a team of people dissect film. Like, you gotta be better. You have to be better. You gotta hit your guys. And then you realize, like, oh shit, our guy isn't our guy really quickly. That, I think the realization happens a lot faster in the NFL. It's just like, it's
because your job's on, you don't got that much of a life.
I mean, it's true. Like,
you got 2 years max.
Games look the same way.
The Niners, like, because John Lynch could have been fired for what just happened.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is,
we'll get to that afterwards for sure.
Games look a certain way. So when you're watching guys, you're like, you sometimes, again, we're not fucking GMs. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about for one game.
Not at all.
But there's times when you see guys and you, from the jump, know this guy is clearly not a professional football player.
That's not it.
This is not the kind of guy that's going to last as a pro.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
And to me, like, that's what the Chargers are trying to do at the quarterback position for the season. Mm-hmm. And that's how I look at it. Like, that's their soft way of basically tanking for the season. The Cardinals.
I was like, damn, are you talking shit about Herbert?
No, Herbert's great. I'll take Herbert, no problem, anytime. But what I mean is, they basically, you got to find the right way to quit, and that's how the Cardinals are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have no professional quarterback. Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's, again, a knock on the Commanders. You should be able to beat a team that's clearly trying to tank.
And a lot easier than one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Granted, they won the game, but it was in a fashion where you... Like,
they're trying to give you the fucking game, and you're fucking
not convincing fashion.
You're looking at Rivera like, come on, buddy. Like, this team, you should have put this
team
away.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dog? You're struggling like a motherfucker against a team that's trying to give you the dub?
Right.
Yep. You know, but it is what it is. We should move on from that game.
Yeah, move on. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Yep.
All right, we're back from our poop break. Let's move on to some of these other games. We just were talking about the Commanders and the Cardinals, and so I know, like, that wasn't exactly the most the most exciting game in the world to discuss. There were a couple of games I was looking at for the 10 a.m. slots that were intriguing to me that I want to see how, like, the teams perform. Jaguars-Colts was interesting to me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see, like, kind of, like, are the Jaguars good? That new quarterback for the Colts, is he good?
Richardson.
And, Richardson. And then Buccaneers and Vikings. I watched a little more of that game than I wanted to.
Okay.
And I think that's a good one to start with because I think the Vikings suck.
That solidified it for me. Yeah. To me, it was not I know it sounds like a hater answer, but I give no props to the Bucs. I just look at it like, okay, the Vikings do suck like I thought they sucked.
Yeah, they're just not a good team.
No, because the Bucs aren't either.
No, the Bucs aren't either. And if you lose Brady and pick up Baker Mayfield, and still get the job done.
Yeah, that was wild.
Props to you.
Yeah, I'm going to give a little bit of props to the Bucs for going into Minnesota and getting a win because that is tough. However, Minnesota just, you know, Kirk fumbles the ball too many times. They have weapons. He has a nice deep ball, but I just don't trust that team. I didn't trust them last year. They lost to the Giants, who are getting demolished right now. Yeah. So if you're looking at things like right now for the Vikings, it's you lost week one in not great fashion, and the team who beat you in the playoffs last year is getting the shit fucking kicked out of them right now.
And the team that beat you this year isn't good. You're trending down. Everything's trending down.
Very down. You're
trending like a shit team. That's what you're trending.
You're trending like fucking Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like, so right now, you're just untrustworthy. So that's what the Vikings are. They're Bitcoin. They're untrustworthy. They're trending down. I don't believe in them. And oh, my God. Not just... And Danny Dimes looks awful right now.
The Giants look lost. This is a team... You know what? Since we're watching it right now, you want to just go ahead and knock this one out. It's barely the second quarter.
But we already know what's up.
The Giants are going to get their ass kicked by the Cowboys. What's the score? 22-0?
28.
Is it 28-0 right now?
I think. What is it? Oh, no,
26-0.
So look, let's call that already a dub.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys are amazing, looking great. They're filing on all cylinders. Micah Parsons is looking like Micah Parsons. This team is looking like a good team.
Yeah.
As Niner fans, we know that's the team we're going to have to deal with. That's just 100%. The fact. That's the team we're going to have to deal with no matter what the fuck. And honestly, the Giants are not. You know what I mean?
The G-men are not.
They're not. They're playing like a team that's ready to not be part of the playoffs. They're cool with they're cool with watching from home. They don't need to be part of it.
Picking in the middle of
they're cool with pick 18. They're like solid. Give me pick 18. I'll take that every day.
Anybody who bet the over on the Giants right now is fucking shitting bricks for sure.
Team sucks.
This team's gonna win 9 games. Fuck no. There's no fucking way.
I would be hoping if I'm the Giants fan, as a Giants fan, the only hope I would have is, you know what, this Cowboys team might not just be good. They might be really good.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we just got our ass kicked by a really good
superior team. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Regardless, you suck. That's one thing we know. Right?
That's a good point. Because if you're looking at like the NFC, Niners, Cowboys, Eagles.
That's it.
Yeah, like right now, those are the three.
That are on that other tier, yeah.
Yeah, those are the three elite teams that we have to deal with as not only just Niner fans, but in general, we know that those three teams are going to be the cream of the crop, and
the Giants, like, look, we never thought they were, but they definitely aren't. Like, that's what they're showing right now. That's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah,
you are showing, making it clear. If you get in, you snuck the fuck in.
Yeah, because you're not playing like you belong.
You're not playing like a good football team at
and
all.
Honestly,
you know?
Well, outside of their playoff win, they didn't look like they belonged in the second playoff game. No. They lost to.
But I'd be surprised because I still believed in them. I really did. I honestly just did look like
shit.
Who?
Giants' second game?
Last week? I think so.
Yeah, because we played the Cowboys.
Yes, yeah. And so, the Cowboys do look good. We kind of have owned them lately in the postseason, which has been nice. But they do look like a very good team who is playing a opponent they know very well, too, right? They know the Giants very well. By the Cowboys, so... And the Giants probably aren't as good as everybody thought. Now we just got to hope that Darren Waller scores a bunch of fantasy points for me and anybody else who gets them.
But the Cowboys didn't fall off is what I'm saying. They knew how good they were, and they kept it. We're still one of the better teams in the league.
That's just, you're going to have to deal with us. And that's what I mean. Like,
I'm not going to give the Cowboys props unless I have to. And, they're doing their thing. They're one of the top teams. It's week one. We'll see after week two, right? Everything changes. But, for sure. We're seeing them look like a really good team.
So,
a dominant performance for them as well. Like, we were, you know what I mean? Like, we're talking about the Niners dominating the team. I guess I wasn't, like Eric said, I guess maybe this type of dominance I wasn't expecting because it's a divisional game. The Cowboys have beat the Giants probably.
10 in a row for Dak.
So... But this is dominant. Like, this
little,
is dominating.
A little more than I thought, but let's see how the second half turns out. I hope that we don't start eating our words here. But
the turnaround score 40.
I know, shit.
Giants turnaround score 40 on
27, but that would be a
it would be a great story.
Honestly, it would be even better.
Just for the entertainment factor. Like, I'll take that all day long.
We got to walk it back next week.
Oh, man. Not every Cowboy fan I know would be so heartbroken. Oh, it would be great. And there's a lot of – I know a lot of Cowboy fans.
We definitely get that shit on.
But I think one game that – I was looking at this one that was really – that pissed a lot of people off, fantasy-wise, just watching it in general, waiting for something to happen, was Cincinnati.
Cleveland?
And Cleveland.
Yeah, that was a strange game.
Because Deshaun Watson didn't even really have a good game. It was just
he had a good game, but it wasn't like a Deshaun Watson game. Like you know what I mean? Like a
what is a Deshaun Watson game now?
Like a three. Well, now is that now is what he did today? Like 200, maybe like what did he do? A touchdown and ran for one.
He was 16 for 29, 154, 1-1.
That's Deshaun Watson now. That's the now.
Not great. Yeah. Nick Chubb went 18 for 106, and Jerome Ford also had 15 carries, so they ran a lot.
So I was going to say, it looked like they ran the ball and played some solid defense, and that's how they ran it. Oh,
40 for 206 as a team and a touch. That's pretty good running wise. They just blast ball control, right?
Right.
Like against Burrow, who
Keep him on the off the
field. That's how you beat a Burrow. You keep the rock.
Off the field, right? Mm-hmm. You keep him off the field.
Because Burrow was 14 for 31, 82 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions.
Wow. 82 yards, though?
82 yards. And I don't know about...
a $50 million man?
I mean, look. He targeted Jamar Chase 8 times. T. Higgins 8 times. Who had nothing, right?
That's
crazy.
T. Higgins
had no catches. 0 for 8, which I know hurt a lot of people's fantasy teams.
Yes, me.
Mike's included.
But yes, me.
You got to catch 5 of those 8.
Bro, at least...
1?
At least 4.
Yeah, of course, 1. But like
50%. 50%, bro. 4.
That's
four,
why it sucks that he got 0. Because it isn't that you... Again,
it's 5. It's not that he didn't target him.
You expect 5.
At least 3 catches.
But like you said, at least 1. What the fuck are we doing here?
So, are we worried about Cincinnati as NFL fans? As like...
I'm not, because they're a good team. But at the same time, I will say this. That's a really shitty L. Straight.
That's a very bad L.
Yeah.
You need to wake the fuck up. You need to do whatever you need to do. Because, look... Cleveland is a rival, so they're always going to bring it. Right. They're always going to come with it.
They're always going to play hard,
So, you know Cleveland, this was like a Super Bowl for Cleveland. They weren't just... This wasn't a regular week one game. Cleveland was definitely ready to ball. So, but at the same time, you should be able to deal with a team like that. Mm-hmm. If you are who we think you are.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit concerning. Because this was supposed to be penciled in as like this team that was going to be great and that is going to make an AFC run. And that's just, I don't know. If this is a divisional opponent, and maybe it is in Cleveland, so maybe you're thinking, like, I would just get the next one in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's got split. That's the best case scenario for him.
But I don't know. But I do know that tiebreakers also involve points. And this is not great.
Yeah.
To lose to a team like this. And to only put up 3 points on the offensive side, that is just like a putrid offensive performance from a team loaded with stars.
Yeah. We don't, like, again, you can lose it. You shouldn't have lost that game. Mm-hmm. If I'm honest, you shouldn't have lost that game no matter what. But you're right. If you're going to lose that game, it shouldn't be because you didn't put up enough points.
Yep.
Like, Burrow should be able to score a couple of touchdowns on that fucking team. Just straight up. So that is concerning. You know what I mean? Where it isn't like the L, because they'll bounce back. But it's one of those where you're like, you should have been able to kind of had a shitty game and have a touchdown or two enough to win that game.
Or an opportunity to win.
Yeah,
like you know, it should have been. They're good enough. Like,
we shouldn't have known you were going to lose that early. Like, so, it's bad.
I'll ask you the same question I asked you earlier. This is a bigger game for Cleveland than it is for Cincinnati, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Cincinnati could brush this off.
So they can make this game up.
And Cleveland's still going to suck.
I will say that if Cincinnati looks bad again in week two, then this game was way more important than we think, right?
It might have bigger repercussions down
the line. I think so. And so I don't want to like undersell the value of this game because...
But at the moment, yeah, this is bigger for Cleveland.
That division's tough.
Up for grabs.
And so now like a team that we don't know how good they are, Pittsburgh, they lost to the Niners, but they can easily win they can compete and look okay. And like all of a sudden now... These teams are 1-2 or 1-3. Like, that's what kind of worries me about Cincinnati. They're kind of giving me like 1-3 vibes.
Yeah,
and that's
it's
a little
the season. It's hard to come back from.
It's a little concerning, yeah, and it worries me that I don't know how like good Burrow is right now. Like, if he's not,
he was injured. Remember coming into the beginning of the season, he was injured,
and now he's. I haven't heard shit about the injury publicly,
mm-hmm.
and now he's like back, and it's like okay, well, that's a little concerning too, especially in this like teams don't usually keep these kind of injuries tight.
Right.
I don't know, like, or at least the news doesn't get, like, the news gets out.
But maybe like us, they also expected it up. They were like, look, we're going to come
maybe,
in.
Maybe they can throw him out 75%.
We come in, we win, and it's
silence.
It's not a big deal if we win. Yeah like, if we win. But, like, again, that's why it's concerning to me. I don't want to sound like I'm piling it on the Browns, but this team isn't good. That's on top of it. Like, You lost. The only thing that makes it maybe understandable, it's a division rival. They're always going to bring it, but this team sucks.
In the fashion you lost is crazy, though.
And this team isn't good.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. You got a lot more to fix, and it's not just an easy
It's like what he was saying. He was reading the stats. Brandon was about Deshaun Watson. He didn't go over 200 yards. And for you to get your ass whooped like this is crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
A good quarterback would have beat the shit out of you. Yeah. That's what would have happened in that game.
You got
so it's one of those games where you're like, you know what you did this game? Do the opposite the next game. Because you had a shit one. This was not a good game. This is one wipe off from your memories. You do not want to remember this game. This is not an example of
who you want. Kind of like Danny Dimes right now.
Yeah. For example, yes. Like, that's what we're saying. Like, the Cowboys are really beating the shit out of them. And even if you're like, the Giants could have been all right, not great, what I didn't expect, and I don't think many expected, is they shouldn't be down 26-0 to start this game.
Yeah, nah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, we expected maybe the Cowboys to win, but
Daniel Jones has not looked good today, and he's helped add to this poor performance. One game I wanted to ask you guys about. There's two games actually. Like, okay. Do we want to overreact? Like,
shoot,
Rams Seahawks. Uh-huh. Like,
huge shocker to me, like, because I think the Seahawks are a lot better than they were last year, and the Rams suck.
And they beat them pretty convincingly.
Like, if we're talking about like NFC teams that to be worried about,
Seahawks. I would be concerned because the Seahawks.
Whoa! That field goal was not good. Very bad.
Oh, Gano, my kicker. So my fantasy kicker.
Just look up Graham Gano, 1:05 mark in the second quarter. You'll know. So I think, like you're saying, I thought the Seahawks were going to be at least like a wild card team, but it seems like I don't know. I just don't, you know, it's hard to tell right now with that particular team because we saw them play very well last year, but that was 30 points in the Rams with no Cooper Kupp, and they're getting, you know, Stafford just throwing darts across the field, not really throwing touchdowns.
I didn't watch any part of that.
No, game. But I'm looking at his stats, and I don't know how these guys look, so I'm going to go, I'll watch and see, like, how these receivers looked. So,
but I'm sure not.
The Rams, I'm going to keep my eye on. Like, I thought they were going to be dog shit, so that is.
Yeah,
that's like, okay, what the fuck? How do you put up 30 points? Or is it just the Seahawks are just not a good team? And then the Eagles and Pats, where the Eagles looked like, okay, actually, you know what? Never mind. This is typical Eagles last year. Looked dominant in the first half and let the teams creep back in. Because I'm looking at Mac Jones' stats here. Like, Mac Jones was 35 for 54, 316, 3 touches and an interception.
300 yards?
316 on the best defense in the world. So if you listen to anybody who's eating a Cheese Whiz cheesesteak. Yes. Like, so, Zeke, though, 7 for 29. Not bad. But more of like the Eagles, I don't know if they're going to be as dominant as they were last year. You know, they're not going to catch anybody by surprise anymore.
Against the Pats.
And that was kind of like my point, is that they had a chance to lose that game. The Pats were driving. Mm-hmm. They could have won. And, So those are kind of two teams. Like, the Eagles, I don't – maybe they're not as good as we think, and maybe the Rams are a little bit better than we think.
I know. I still think the Rams suck.
You think the Rams suck?
I think the Seahawks just had a shit – what they got to hope is just they were just off. I can't give – Look, the Niners are going to play the Rams, so I might have to eat my words. They're playing
next week,
right?
We'll see.
But and then on top of the other one, what we're talking about, what's the other game you just mentioned? Eagles, Pats. You know what? Just like we've been saying with these other teams, like the Chiefs, they should have been able to do this. They should have pulled it out. I agree with you. This is maybe not how I wanted it to go down, but I do have to give the props to the Eagles because even with whatever happened, they won.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They still won the game. And that's part of staying, like, you know, towards the top. So, and you know, the Pats, maybe we'll find out towards the end of the season. They might not suck like we think they're going to suck. I think this might be a pretty solid Pats team.
All right. So, before we switch over to the NBA to talk about the Lakers a little bit, tomorrow night, Buffalo and the Jets. Right now, it's, I think, Buffalo plus 3.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, no, Buffalo -2. Sorry, Buffalo -2. And it's in It's at New York. So what are you thinking?
I think the Bills should win the game.
Meows, yeah.
I think the Bills should win the game.
Uh-huh.
But the Jets, that's the whole... I think a lot of people are really looking forward to this game. I have, look, speaking for me personally,
America game.
I got Aaron Rodgers as my fantasy football quarterback.
Same, I haven't been.
So it's one of those, like, hey, let's see what this guy has. So clearly I'm invested.
Right.
But on top of that, it's, he's, obviously we knew that going in, it's going to sound like a stupid statement, but he's such a key to what, like, what is this Jets team going to be? Are they for real? Or are they just
going to dictate a lot of what happens?
Yeah, because if he's good, bro, this team could make, you know, this team could make a solid run. And the Bills are a good fucking team. Yeah. So
this is a sneaky, sneaky game.
For who? For both?
For the Jets. There's a reason why this line is only two right now.
The Jets have a lot more to gain than the Bills.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We know the Bills are good. We don't know about the Jets yet. So if they fuck around and beat the Bills opening week on Monday night, those are the games you're like,
solid way to start your season.
I actually think that it will, like, whereas I was worried about, like, the Bengals. This is a bigger game, I think, than the Bengals losing to the Browns, because just the way the media will pile on the Bills. They will pile on the Bills, bro.
With the L?
Oh, 100%. And all the Stephen A. Smiths, and not just that, all the NFL analysts on NFL.com, and that's where I think, sadly, that will impact the psyche of these Bills players.
And people want to root for the Packers starting the season. I mean, for Aaron Rodgers. People want to root for Aaron.
Yeah, and they're already fragile starting the season with Stephon Diggs saying, I want out. It's the same old shit, blah, 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 right? Like, who knows if he even really said that? Like,
excuse me.
Right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
And
when he was like, sat out that couple, like, weeks, couple days, I'm sorry, a couple true, days like, of practice.
Because what happens all of a sudden if it is the same old shit?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like they're 0-2. And the Pats are 1-1, and they're playing. You know, like
the Dolphins already won.
And the Dolphins look fucking great offensively.
Right.
So we knew the Dolphins were going to get shredded defensively, but yes,
they hung in there with the offense.
So it worries me, but I think the Bills are going to win. But
me too. But I think they should. I would not put
money on this game. It does kind of scare me.
If you did, who are you betting on, the Jets?
Yeah. If I did,
I would bet the Bills because they should win the game. I feel like
I would just bet Jets.
That's what the thing. I wouldn't want to put
on the line
any points. But yeah, if I had to bet straight up. No, if I had to, I would go -2 or whatever the number is.
Yeah, I mean, and at that point, like, I might as well just do Bills money line, right? Like, you know, if you're gonna win.
Let me ask you all this: if the Bills win but they struggle, are they still getting dragged?
No, maybe not. Let's see, because it depends how good the...
It's a road game.
Look, it's one of those, do they win because it was 6-3, they both suck, or...
A 6-3 would be crazy.
Yeah, or no, the Jets had a good game. You beat a good Jets team. Because, again, we just said it, the Jets might be good.
Right.
Jets are good, that doesn't mean the Bills shouldn't win. Bills are really good, they should be able to beat
them. They almost made the playoffs last year, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a couple games where they had the quarterback play really was the case, like, was... What cost them games last
week? Look, they got the weapons. They got a lot of stuff. Is Aaron going to work? That's the big question.
Right. If he's going to
fit. If Aaron works, this team is good.
If he fits what they're doing, what they're trying to do, then it's going
to
work.
Yeah. To try to simplify it, that's basically it. If Aaron is the right call, this team's going to be fucking good. He's going to dictate
a lot of what happens with this team, right?
Yeah.
Because if he's on his A game, this team's going to be dangerous. If he's not, then
I think we
know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah. I think so. And so I think we all picked the Bills, but I really want to. You know, I'm gonna pick Jets. Fuck that.
I was about to say if you guys are going Bills, I'm gonna pick the fucking Jets.
So I'm going
Bills
like,
for sure.
All right. So, Bills.
I'll go Bills. Yeah.
All right. So Bills, Jets, and then when we talk, the schedule is gonna be like every other Sunday, and then every Tuesday we'll talk. So we'll talk on Tuesday and see how we did. We got about a few minutes. We wanted to talk about the Lakers, who made some moves. They signed. They had a whole bunch of moves in the offseason. You know, I don't want to recount them all because I really can't remember at the top of my fucking head.
Gabe Vincent
is a big one as a point guard. And it let Schroeder walk, who just won FIBA MVP. Mm-hmm. So clearly, he's the best player in the world, right? Based off Noah Lyles' logic.
We got Cam Reddish, right?
Yeah, Cam Reddish.
I kind of like that signing a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's been
Got a lot of clutch guys.
No, but the reason I like the Cam Reddish signing is because he was a pretty high pick, a lottery pick, and he hasn't quite gotten. I don't know if it's maybe not a fair shot, but or he's just not lived up to his potential yet. But I think this is a good like a good spot for him.
I think so too, and he can learn from LeBron. Anybody who's willing to learn on a basketball court, like with LeBron, like all for it.
Right.
But the person we want to talk about really was Christian Wood, who just signed this contract with the Lakers, a 2-year deal. And
how you feel about that?
I don't think he's a really good NBA player from like a playoff team's perspective. It seems like
okay.
I do think he puts up points. He does things on the court that are great. But I also
playing defense is not one of them.
No, playing defense is not one of them. And if you're going to be backing up Anthony Davis, like we don't need your ass to score and shoot threes with AD on the court. We need you to fucking be. That's why I kind of wanted like Biombo or somebody who's willing to go down there and get dirty and get fucking
like
physical.
Gobert.
Yeah, Gobert would be dope. Fuck yeah, like he's a weirdo, but the guy he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's
Gobert?
Yeah, fuck yeah. He's 3-time defensive player of the year. He's all defense every single year, and he's going to be in top 10 blocks, rebounds when he's all said and done. Look, I'm telling you.
We can say he was overrated, but he was also top always.
Dikembe Mutombo is in the Hall of Fame. He is Dikembe Mutombo. He really is.
I don't know. Hall of Fame is his fucking damn.
Look, Mitch Richmond's in the Hall of Fame, brother. Like, he just is. And so, dang. People get in.
Are you shitting on Mitch?
No, I am shitting on Mitch.
Oh, that's fucked up. I'm like, you shitting on Mitch?
But and DeRozan's kind of in the same boat. Like,
you think DeRozan will make Hall?
Maybe. He may even get to – he may just get the criteria to make it.
Damn, that's – I mean,
exactly.
Shit.
Props
to them if they do, but
then
I'm like –
the Hall of Very Good. Because if you're talking
but
like –
But see, that basketball's weird, bro, because basketball also kind of –
Everybody gets in.
No, because they – YMCA stats, high school stats.
Everything, for sure. Like,
you know,
I got 45 in my brother's league.
Yeah, like, no. But it's more like you can – You know, because you don't have to really necessarily. Well, I guess you do, but I was gonna say you don't necessarily have to be a great NBA player. You can be a good enough NBA player, and if you had a great college career, you might make it.
But the point is like Christian Wood. I think he's just like he's a Hall of Famer now. No, but like I don't know what he can bring to the table. What we need, like all the teams that have had him have let him go.
Yeah, that's what's kind of concerning.
It is a little concerning, but. Maybe he turns it around with the same kind of thing about Cam Reddish, right? Like where he's on a LeBron team with and he's willing to listen to win a ring. And then after that, like because that's what we need. We need guys.
But I'll say though, dude, that was been like on like 7 teams.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He was on Houston, he was on Dallas, he was up in there, like all
this.
I'll say this. He's a good player, like
But I honestly think I wanna be wrong, but for the Lakers they should not be getting this type of player right now. We don't need that guy. Because you know how you said? I agree with everything you guys say. This guy's a good player. He's been a good player everywhere.
Right.
He's, for whatever reason, not likable. You don't want to keep him on your team.
And that's kind of where
that's
the,
and that's
the knock on the signing.
You can't fix that.
That's the knock, for me, at least that's the knock on the signing. Like, you're bringing a guy that, I mean.
No one wants to have around, dog. You need to be likable.
Rumors have been that this guy's a fucking like horrible, like,
locker
room person or whatever the case may be, and
teams,
that's where it's kind of weird. Where it's
too
like, why
easily want to move on from him,
right?
Dog.
And that's kind of like that. And I guess
number.
I'm gonna speak like for me at least. That's kind of where it gets to like, hey, why the fuck did we bring this to the team, right?
Yep.
Like we're bringing somebody that's a horrible locker room person,
and I'm still
maybe,
there with it.
Right,
I see the positives, but I'm not there. I see it right now. Simply for me, not a good signing for that reason.
I agree.
I don't think this team is. Look, we're very tight. Because we already have the top players, right? So you got to make the right moves. And I think bad character guys are not what you want to add.
And that's where this signing is kind
of
like.
Yeah. We're hoping it's one of those things like Brandon mentioned earlier. Maybe you play LeBron, you get your shit straight, right? You kind of like you're excited with this project, right? But at the same time, it's like, why are we in a position where we need to hope this guy wants to win? You know, or wants to be a part of a process. Like, but. At the same time, maybe the Lakers know something, you know,
that
they talk to the guy, whatever. Hey, dude, this was ready to be humble, whatever the fuck.
Fall in line. He's ready to fall in line.
And obviously, now that he's part of the team, well, no shit. We need to
hope. We have to hope for your best, right?
At this point, again, I'm hoping I'm wrong as fuck. And he's just the right guy.
I was going to say, like, he's never really played with a player, like, on the level of LeBron. So, you know what I'm saying? So maybe, like.
But it shouldn't take that. But I
agree.
I get what you're saying.
Like, he's maybe been, like.
You probably haven't because you're not a likable guy. No, like
they
LeBron
probably
wouldn't want to play with you.
But then again, like most of the teams he's been on, he's probably been able to get his shit off, right?
Yeah.
To act the way they've enabled his behavior to do.
Someone
needs
to check
his status. So right, and that's what I'm saying. Like maybe that he hasn't been on a team where someone's gonna like with the pedigree or with all the accolades that LeBron has, he's gonna be, hey, nah, this is not a place for that shit.
There's already an all NBA player at your position who is not going to give up minutes for you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you have to earn this shit. You have to earn this shit.
I want to. You need to be getting rebounds, shot blocks. Like, that's what we need from this position when AD's on the court, because he's not going to be guarding the best player. He's also very fragile at the same time. We know that. So,
and going back to the AD thing, let's be honest. This move was simply, and in that side of it, whether I think it's fair or not, I think it is kind of maybe the right call because he's one of your top guys, but this is more of a call. Like, AD does not want to play center. He needs you to try to, and you need to try to get bigs because he's telling you, I don't want to.
What
the
fuck you do? Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. That is not what I am.
And look, and maybe that I see the positive in that. Adding bigs to be like, hey, look, let AD be a four, whatever. You know, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Let's make it work. You know, but again, in order for that to happen, we really need this to work. So I hope. Like you guys mentioned, you know, I do believe that LeBron, if anybody, would be the right kind of guy that should get you
to fall in line.
Yeah, right? If this is his last chance, I think, in the league. Yeah. So
would you guys have preferred McGee instead of a
100%?
McGee,
100%.
Okay, I was
1,000% would have.
Preferred. I think McGee would have been a better signing for what we needed, right? For
hoping,
what
we needed, he chose Sacramento, so I think we would also were hoping he would choose us.
And Sacramento has a nice project going on too. Yeah. So look, I don't fault him for that. He thinks I could be part of something.
And his mom plays for the Kings. He has some ties there, so I get it.
He has. He's going to be coming off the bench for Sabonis' kid, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah, right.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to bring back one more segment, which is called What You Watching. So hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. We are back, and we're going to end this episode with one of our old and favorite and best ones, sponsored by Nobody, called What You Watching. So, Mike, before we get into that, Mike does have something he wants to talk about. Hand me business. Let's go.
No. I was just going to say, I mean, you guys are not the biggest fans of, like, or not that you guys are not, but you guys don't really follow soccer as much as you watch basketball, baseball, whatnot. But clearly you guys are aware Messi showed up to the MLS.
He is in America. I am aware.
And he's, but I'm saying, like,
he's handling shit.
Yeah, yeah. He's over here. He came through and started balling. Right, and it's funny because a lot of people are like, oh, a lot of this shit, they are gassing it, of course, but I mean, what the fuck do you expect, right? Like, Messi pulled up, you got one of the best players in the world, still playing at a, you know, pretty high level, and he's, I mean, playing at a high level, it's not pretty high level, he is playing at a high level, and he's living up to the bill so far.
Yeah, I mean, but he's drawn a lot of people to come watch him play.
You see the lineups in the games, like, that was here at Bank of California, LAFC game, dude. The nosebleed. I think the cheapest ticket in there was like $800, $1,000.
That's not something. It's like Super Bowl prices.
Yeah, usually. Like, that's crazy, right? For a fucking regular season game, it's not even a playoff game. But you know that's what happens
too.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get a player of that caliber to come to the league, right? But just a quick little recap on that. Yeah, he's come through. I mean, his team's doesn't look like they're gonna make a run this year, but. So far, since he's gotten here, his team has played a lot better.
It's pretty dope that he's actually here, and I think it's going to change a lot. Like, I don't know much about it, but like, I can already see the interest, the personalities. Like, it's. I hope it's big for the people
that care.
Yeah, so. I was gonna say it's big for U.S. soccer. Like,
it is
really that's really what it comes down to, and that's the reason why I wanted to kind of just give it a little shout out. But
All right, so. Let's segue into what you're watching then.
All right.
So what you got on?
So for me, the things I've been watching, at least what I've watched recently, this is funny. Have you guys seen the BS High?
No, what's that?
BS High is that school that, have you heard about that? Oh boy, for real?
Nah.
So BS High is this, it's like this little doc series, like a little doc, right? That's on, it's on Max, HBO. So what it is this cat. He builds like a he makes up a school basically.
Okay.
So he gets all these kids to come play for this school that's not really a school, but somehow
BS High. Okay.
So somehow he gets this fucking team on ESPN, bro, to play like one of the top five schools of the whole fucking country,
Is this the true story?
Yes.
Oh, it's that story.
Watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys haven't peeped it, watch it. Yeah, yeah.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it's on HBO. It's called BS High. Like, I think it's a good watch for y'all.
Oh shit. Okay.
So that's something I just recently watched. I recommend it if you guys haven't seen it
for sure.
Because it's fucking funny. It's like. It's a lot of shit. I've been watching that. I've been watching the winning times.
Season 2?
Yeah. The Lakers one. Have you guys?
I haven't even watched season one, so I...
That's just cool. I fuck with it.
I heard it's good.
Dale Dolbeck, I'm sorry, I don't know. What is it, John Riley?
Yeah.
Right? Oh,
John C. Riley.
Yeah, that fool, he kills Dr. Buzz. Yeah, he kills that role.
Even Genie, she kind of was like, we kind of... Mm-hmm. Separate from the team, but like he's killing it. Like if I keep it,
bro, they did a good job. It's with
like
that
some
show.
Shit is packed, but
Jerry West is fucking legendary.
I heard Jerry West in that show.
He's a lot of activity, fam.
I gotta peep it.
That shit is dope. So I've been watching those two, and then let me see what else I wrote it down, and then it's off the subject, but it's a Netflix series, Top Boy. Top Boy versus this London series. So that's pretty much what I've been.
Nice. Oh, hell, that's good. Eric, what you got, man?
Dude, I've been watching. Well, okay, I'm gonna tell you two, but the main one is the one I'll end with. I've been rewatching Veep because I thought that was great, and I've watched that. Curb, just I always rewatch it every once in a while. I'm rewatching Curb, but I've been watching Reservation Dogs, which is some show. It's the final season. Some kids, Native American kids on a reservation. It's kind of their story. Funny ass show. Good show. And you know, this is the final season, so I'm just watching that. That's like the only thing that I'm watching that's like kind of current, that's live, like every Wednesday kind of thing.
Okay.
Everything else, like again, I'm watching Veep. And I started watching The Sopranos for the first time, and it's fucking amazing. You know what I mean? So that's the.
Oh, yeah. I just decided to say,
fuck it, let me start watching The Sopranos. Then that's amazing as fuck. So, but I haven't really, again, The Reservation Dogs is the only kind of a new show that I'm kind of on top of right now that I'm watching.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is that I haven't watched any new shows. The one I watched was an old show, which has been Seinfeld. I watched it all the way through season 8.
HBO Max or whatever?
No, it's on Netflix now.
Oh, Netflix. Okay. So Seinfeld is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just dope watching it as an adult, like understand jokes now, like seeing things
differently. It's a different, perspective,
it's
right?
It's a totally different way of seeing the show. Because I have kids, I watch a lot of Bluey, and I just really want to give that show a shout out. It's totally not like this, like what you. I don't know. It's such a dope show, especially as a parent. It has a lot of like really good messages for not only your kids, for yourself. Like it hits a lot of chords that you don't expect a kid show to hit. It's beyond you now. Like you know, like I have a 4-year-old and an 18-month-old man. So like I'm in it, but.
My son's is nowhere watching shows.
It's dope. Like
he was handy many times back in the day.
I do, and I've watched some stand up. So I watched like Mark Norman stand up on Netflix.
Have you seen?
I like that a lot of those
Kevin Hart's new joint.
No, I haven't seen
it's
it.
I think it's on Netflix. I believe.
I have to watch.
I like that a lot of comedians are posting like put their shit on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, and I watched there's another fucking comedian, Joe List. I saw Joe List.
Yeah.
On YouTube. And that shit was fucking funny. Oh, man.
Okay.
But Mark Norman stand-up, hilarious.
Joe List.
He's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he is.
I have to peep that.
Yeah, he's from like the... I started following him. Shout out to our homie, Carlo Flanagan. Rest in peace to you, my dude.
Yes, sir.
He's from the same circuit. So at his funeral, I met some dudes who then I met Joe List from. I was like, oh, shit. So it's... shout out to the homie, Carlo. I got his photo right here, man. But anyways... Yeah, that's what we've been watching. So we'll be back on Tuesday. We're going to record again, see what's up, and looking forward to it. Anything else, gentlemen, before we head on the fuck out of here?
This shit was fun.
This was a lot of
good. Everything.
We did. This is a lot of fun.
Good to be back.
Good to be back indeed. We'll have a little more consistent schedule, and looking forward to doing this.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, or week, whatever the fuck day it is you listen to this shit, and go fucking Niners.
Yes,
go Niners.
All right. Later.
Peace. Later.